The Sudbury Wolves were in Windsor on Saturday taking on the Spitfires, the game turning into a high-scoring affair few would have seen coming. Just over 3 minutes into the game, Ryan Abraham scored his 15th goal of the season to give the Spitfires a 1-0 lead. At the 4:50 mark of the opening period, Abraham scored again to make the score 2-0 for Windsor. Windsor would strike again at the 6:12 mark of the first thanks to a goal by Valentin Zugin, his 15th of the season, putting the Spitfires ahead 3-0. With 11:26 remaining in the first period, Windsor would score again, making the score 4-0 with Colton Smith's 6th of the season. Sudbury finally got on the board thanks to Nathan Villeneuve's 11th goal of the season just over 9 minutes into the period, making the score 4-1 for the Spitfires. Pasquale Zito for the Spitfires scored his first of the season at the 12:10 mark of the first period to give Windsor a commanding 5-1 lead. Coach Adelic provided the Wolves with some life with his 12th of the season with 48 seconds remaining in the first period to make the score 5-2 for Windsor. The first period would end on a penalty shot for the Spitfires, which they would capitalize on, with AJ Spellacy scoring on that penalty shot, ending the first period with the Windsor Spitfires holding a 6-2 lead over the Sudbury Wolves. The scoring quieted down until 11:31 into the second period when David Goyette scored his 23rd goal of the season to cut into Windsor's lead, which now stood at 6-3. The Wolves would cut into the lead even further with Evan Kanyon's 17th of the season at the 12:08 mark of the middle frame to make the score 6-4 for the Spitfires. Spellacy scored his second of the game with a minute and a half remaining in the second period to give the Spitfires a 7-4 lead heading into the second intermission. Just 38 seconds into the third period, Goyette scored his second goal of the game to pull Sudbury within 2, now down 7-5. Spellacy completed the hat trick for Windsor at the 10:14 mark of the third period to restore the Spitfires' 3-goal lead, which now stood at 8-5. Just over a minute later, Quentin Musty scored his 19th goal of the season for the Wolves to make the score 8-6 for Windsor. Windsor's Jack Nesbitt scored his 4th of the season to increase the lead for the Spitfires to 9-6 with 5:23 remaining in the game. With just under 5 minutes remaining, Zugin scored his 2nd of the game for Windsor, giving them double digits, with a 10-6 lead. Pasquale Zito would make the score 11-6 for the Spitfires with 3:08 remaining. Coach Adelic would score one more for the Wolves with 6 minutes remaining, capping off a wild game, which the Windsor Spitfires won by a score of 11-7. After the loss, the Wolves hold a record of 21 wins, 14 losses, 3 overtime losses, and 2 shootout losses on the season. The Sudbury Wolves have a few days off to regroup and next take the ice on Thursday, January 18 in Barrie against the Barrie Colts with a scheduled start time of 7 p.m. then are back home to take on the Erie Otters on January 19 with a scheduled start time of 7:05 p.m. Superfan Robert McCarthy covers Sudbury Wolves games for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.